This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Kimberly was telling us a little bit ago about the unworkability of the childcare system in this country. And about that, the shutdown of daycares and schools during the pandemic has meant all kinds of havoc for working parents, and it is not done yet. With millions of unvaccinated kids back in school, the Delta variant spreading, daycares still closed or at least understaffed, childcare is still weighing heavily on this economy, most heavily for working moms. Where working dads figure into all of this? That's more complicated, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
When you hear statistic after statistic about how the pandemic has increased gender inequality and left moms holding the bag, you might wonder, what gives, dads? And then you meet the Hosselmans.
All right, we are baking a cake.
Chris Hosselman is teaching his two daughters, 6-year-old Susanna and 4-year-old Eleanor, how to cook.
The kitchen. Oh, my. Oh, no.
And learning a lot himself.
I'm a terrible cook. Not a job I'd ever trained for.
Until last year, Chris worked as a busy trial attorney in Southern California. His wife, Emily, as an executive at a tech startup. So they relied on school and daycare and nannies.
We had built this very complex set of services that was making life workable for us. And all of a sudden, none of that was available to shore up our life anymore.
When the pandemic hit, Emily was busier than ever at work. But Chris's job was flexible, so he took on most of the parenting and housework.
I had to step into this role that I never foresaw myself taking and never really had the opportunity to test myself in.
Chris actually really liked being the primary parent. Like, he was really good at it.
So when in-person work at his law firm began gearing up again and Emily took a demanding new job at Google, they decided to make it permanent. Chris quit his job to become a stay-at-home dad.
And
it's been great.
Yeah, it has been. And as much of a leap as it was, you know, it was a lot less of a leap because we had kind of had this trial period of what that looked like.
For this family, the pandemic was a catalyst to radically reorder the division of household labor so mom could not only stay at work, but thrive in her dream job. Now, it's just one story, maybe not an average one. I mean, she works at Google, right? But there are indications that what happened with the Hosselmans might be part of something bigger.
It's like a natural experiment. You know, we're just going to throw all these people into the home, whether they would like to work remotely or not, and we'll see what happens.
Daniel Carlson is a sociologist at the University of Utah who studied whether all that time at home changed things for dads.
It exposes them to the realities of the rhythms of daily life in the home that they were probably not privy to previously.
So dads did more domestic labor, and the share of couples that split the work equally actually increased. That helped protect mothers' labor force participation, just not enough.
The amount of work increased so much. If you're sharing half of an impossible amount of work, it's not going to feel like a relief.
Though a greater proportion of couples shared the work equally, that still left plenty who didn't. And that huge pile of extra work tipped disproportionately onto moms. But the pandemic also presents an opportunity to chip away at that fundamental inequality, says Titan Alon, a labor economist at UC San Diego.
I think if men really step up and kind of make this remote working, flexible work arrangements a typical part of professional employment, that's the really big thing.
Because first, it puts more dads at home where we know they're more likely to share the work. And second, it starts to break down gendered stereotypes about what an ideal worker looks like.
You know, what it means to step back from professional obligations to deal with something personal, to deal with something related to your family. You know, if there's a change in perception of what that says about you as a person and how responsible you are, then I think this kind of thing can have a really big impact.
Chris Hosselman, the former trial attorney, has no desire to return to his pre-pandemic overloaded work life.
I've kind of seen the other side. I've been happy.
All right. Who wants to help me get the mixer together?
He's looking for part-time or contract work that can allow him to remain the primary parent. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.